You may have thought the U.S. job of the future might be border patrol. New data this morning suggests a good bet is work in the solar power industry. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. A new report out just now shows that for the fourth straight year, jobs in the solar power industry have grown by at least 20% in America. Marketplace's Jet Kim reports.
The study finds 260,000 people now work in the industry. Andrea Lukey led the report for the Solar Foundation.
2% of all jobs created in the U.S. over the past year were in solar. Solar employs more people than Amazon, Facebook, Apple, and Google combined.
Lukey credits the growth to high demand and supportive policies like tax credits. But those policies aren't universal. Some states are even rolling them back. Timothy Fox with Clearview Energy Partners says President Trump has also promised to bring back coal jobs.
If the coal gains more market share, that means someone else is losing it. Could that be solar? Maybe. It could be someone else.
Fox says expect more solar advocates to start pushing the employment angle.
With the GOP in control of Congress and President Trump in the White House, we're already starting to see a pivot in which the solar industry is positioning itself as a source of domestic America-first job growth.
That's because many of those jobs have benefited Republican states as well. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
Let's do the live numbers here. The 100 share index in London is up 0.6%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are each up in the 0.3% range, with the Dow future up 67 points. Interest rates, the 10-year Treasury yield is up near 2.43%. Now to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which has removed animal welfare inspection reports and some enforcement records from its websites. Advocacy groups, journalists, and other members of the public have used the information to track abuses by, for instance, animal testing labs or commercial dog and horse breeders. This may or may not be temporary. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
The head of the Humane Society of the United States, Wayne Pacelli, says the group often used the now-removed USDA reports to track animal rights abuses.
We assembled information about the worst operators of puppy mills, people who are violating the Federal Horse Protection Act.
Pacelli says taking down some of that information violates a settlement between the USDA and the Humane Society over public access to Animal Welfare Act reports. He's prepared to take legal action. Mindy Patterson advocates for commercial animal interests with the Cavalry Group. She says animal rights groups take the USDA inspection reports out of context.
They are opposed to anyone making a living raising breeding animals.
On its website, the Humane Society calls responsible breeders vital partners. The USDA cited privacy and other laws in removing inspection reports and other documents from its website. It said they can still be sought through Freedom of Information Act requests, though that process can be lengthy. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
Last fall, when I first talked to Jose Quiñones, founder of the Mission Asset Fund based in San Francisco, he had just received a MacArthur Genius Grant for his work on an innovative system to help immigrants qualify for credit. Given the Trump administration's new border policies, I wanted to catch up with Mr. Quiñones to find out what he's hearing from the clients Mission Asset serves.
There definitely has been a shift in how people are thinking about their money. You know, people are trying to, you know, sock it away, like not spend it. You know, which is a good thing because that's something that we encourage our clients to do, save more money, prepare for a rainy day. But what we're also noting, you know, for the merchants in our communities that their clients are not spending as much. They're concerned about, you know, the uncertainty of the state of our country, and people are definitely preparing themselves financially, you know, for a long rainy period in their lives.
I'm hearing you saying that people are being more conservative with their money because of added uncertainty right now, and that may have
right.
An economic effect.
It does, and it's felt more on a micro level. Again, the merchants that are other immigrants, you know, servicing other immigrants, when people are being more conservative with their spending, it does impact the small businesses in our community that they also have to generate revenue so that they can stay afloat. But I want to underscore that, you know, despite the fear, people are really hopeful and they have great faith that, you know, things will turn around for them. And it is that hope and that faith that's kind of helping them go on to the next day and the day after that.
My colleagues are doing some digging, and according to the credit rating agency Experian, 8 of the states with the lowest credit scores went for Donald Trump on Election Day. Are there ways, do you think, to maybe partner with this administration on your mission of financial inclusion or empowerment to to include people who voted for the president as part of your path forward?
I think since the election, we really have seen two Americas. You know, one America which has prospered within that, you know, the tech boom, the innovation, the technology. But we've also seen a different America who has been left behind. People that really feel dislocated and forgotten in America. And it's not just, again, immigrants that are in that boat. And so the people that are voting, they voted for Trump because they're feeling disempowered or feeling pushed out. You know, we need to talk to them. We need to show that we're trying to build, you know, an economy that works for all. And so we're open to talking to anybody that wants to help us in that effort.
Jose Quiñones is founder and CEO of Mission Asset Fund based in San Francisco. He was one of the winners this past year of what we like to call the MacArthur Genius Grants. Mr. Quiñones, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And before we go, did you know that New Haven, Connecticut has parking meter style things where you put in money that goes to help homeless people, you know, instead of giving coins randomly to people who ask? If you miss our story about that on the air, it'll be in the Marketplace Midday podcast later on. Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Daniel Shin. Our engineer this week is Bill Lance. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.